Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, it might not feel like it just yet, but they do tell us that soon it will be comfortably warm enough outside at night to do some stargazing. Depending on where you live, though, that may be more difficult to do because worldwide, the night sky is becoming 2.2% brighter each year. Now, Massachusetts lawmakers are considering a bill to try to reduce light pollution, maybe make stargazing a little easier, in part by changing the bulbs used in streetlights. Joining us via Skype to talk about this is Kelly Beattie. He helped write this bill and is a contributing editor of Sky and Telescope magazine. Kelly, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Deborah.
So skies are lighting at a rate of 2.2%. The skies are getting brighter each year. That sounds like a lot.
That's right. I mean, most Americans, the vast majority, can't see the Milky Way anymore. And those of us of a certain age recall that there was a time when the skies were really dark and beautiful and just you could steep yourself in them, and sadly, that's rarely the case anymore.
Are there areas of Massachusetts that are affected more than others?
Well, certainly the urban areas. Right. And you know, the thing is, we've got this 24/7 society now where 40 years ago, you didn't have all night thises or thats, or you show up at clubs at 1 a.m. to party. And so, you know, we need that light for safety and security. But our contention is that there's too much of a good thing, and there are some limits, reasonable limits, that could be imposed.
And I'm told it's actually International Dark Sky Week. Who knew?
It is. It's a great chance to go out and enjoy what stars you have. There'll be a beautiful crescent moon in the sky in just a few nights. So it's all good in that respect.
But tell us why I should want a dark sky.
Well, you know,
aside from seeing the stars.
Yeah, the seeing the stars in and of themselves is sort of a matter of heritage. It's not something that is just for astronomers. It's for all of us. But there's also an energy component to this. All that light going into the sky wastes energy that could be used elsewhere or not generated at all. And then finally, light at night is really disruptive to all manner of environments, the nocturnal environment, critters that go bump in the night. And even we humans, our melatonin cycle, our day-night cycle is disrupted by the intrusion of light at night.
So let's talk about this bill that's before lawmakers in Massachusetts. It's now in committee. What would it do?
Well, there are three principal planks to this. First of all, it would require cities and towns if they're installing new lights or replacing old ones, to adhere to a couple of criteria to make those lights better, more environmentally friendly. One is that all the light should be pointed down, not up. That's sort of common sense. And the other is that it would have a color temperature, that is a warmness of no higher than 3,000 Kelvin. I know that sounds technical, but it's sort of, instead of bluish lights, the lights would have a warm cast, kind of like an incandescent bulb.
The blue lights are warmer than the other ones, so you want them cooler, and you'd use the other ones.
No, it's the other way around. Blue lights are kind of bad. Think the worst headlights you've ever seen on a car. Our eyes are exquisitely sensitive to blue light at night, and that means that we can actually disrupt our nighttime environment by having too much blue light in the environment. So we want to get rid of that and have warm light that's more inviting and more environmentally friendly.
I see.
The second part is that we would ask the Department of Transportation statewide to adopt best practices for lighting along highways, and can they use other means like better striping instead of lights? And the third thing, this is actually important for towns, that we want to install a set of rates, electricity rates, that would reward towns for using economical, energy-efficient LED lights all the time, and that's not always the case now.
So I wonder, though, does it cost more to have these different kind of lights? Are they more expensive, or in pointing the lights down to make sure they're one-directional instead of multi-directional, is there a cost incurred there, and that's why there's some reluctance? Because this bill was introduced in Massachusetts before, and it didn't go anywhere. I'm assuming that's because of cost.
Well, no. Well, you're right. It was introduced before. No, it's not because of cost. It's like you're going down to the hardware store to buy an LED light bulb, and you're going to buy one anyway. You might as well buy one that's energy efficient and environmentally sound. The notion that you want all the light to go down actually improves your energy efficiency, because if you send light up into the sky, that is definitely waste. Mm-hmm. And as far as the color temperature is concerned, it used to be the case that to get these warm LEDs, the ones that don't have too much blue light, they were more expensive and they were a little bit more energy inefficient. But that argument is no longer the case. In fact, there are plenty of towns who have already adopted this notion of these 3,000 K lights. And Eversource, the utility company, is now installing 3,000 K fixtures as a default. So we're not exactly breaking new ground here. We're really more along the lines of best practice.
All right. Kelly Beatty, co-writer of the Dark Sky Bill and contributing editor of Sky and Telescope magazine. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, a pleasure, Deborah. Thanks so much.